I'm thankful too. You see some cards that are out there. We've been out there in our community inviting people with door hangers that look just like this about sunrise service. So would you maybe take a few of those and invite people, friends, family, maybe even your enemies? Isn't that great to be able to do just that? It'll be super. Hey, this is naturally, we have, it is St. Patrick's Day, so you can see everybody's got green. So if they don't, you do not have my permission to pinch. We do not pinch here. But I'm going to just give you one of my all-around, don't get mad at me, we live in downtown Huntington Beach jokes. Here we go. Heard of a man who went into a pub and he ordered 3 bottles of beer and he had all 3 of them opened. So he took those bottles of beer, went to the back of the pub and sipped one at a time. Finished those 3, went back to the bartender, asked for another 3 to open them. He says, you know, the bartender said, if you just keep those 2 sealed, they won't go flat as fast. He said, oh, I know what you're saying, but I have 2 other brothers, and we're all from Dublin, and I have 1 brother in Australia, I'm here in Texas, and the other one's remaining at home. And we made a decision to always drink this way when we're apart, to remember the old times. Oh, the bartenders, that's great. So he was a constant patron. Well, one day, this same man ordered just 2 beers, opened them, went to the back. The bartender feels there must be a loss in the family. Didn't know what to say. When the man went back, because it was quiet in the pub, they knew something happened. He ordered his another 2 rounds, and all of a sudden, the bartender says, I want to just tell you how sorry I am for your loss. The man was puzzled. Then he said, well, oh, everybody's fine, everybody's fine. What happened was my wife and I joined the Baptist church, and I gave up drinking, but it doesn't affect my 2 brothers. So we're taking a look now as we begin our series once. This is part 3, but our series, The Holy Spirit in You. We're looking at the importance of the Holy Spirit's involvement in the life within the Christian. Our first time we were together, we were considering and looking at who is the Holy Spirit. And we acknowledged and honored the fact that the Holy Spirit is God. He's a part of the Holy Spirit in working with us in ways. He has 3 elements to the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. 3 distinct personalities, but every bit God. And that 1 Peter 2:2 reminded us that we should have a full experience of our salvation. Get into the Word. So that means that some Christians could have a full experience of God's salvation for us, or a partial experience, or maybe no experience. So it's going to be important for us when we consider that. The second thing being, when we were last together, we were looking at the convicting role of the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit uses conviction to redirect us back into a right relationship. It's the same as if you use your smartphone to get a navigational system going on. And when you make a wrong direction, you'll hear something that says, return to the route. Return to the route. Correct where you're going. That's the same way the Holy Spirit's trying to get Christians back on track. So we don't argue with the phone saying, I think that phone's getting judgmental on me. I can't believe that. So we don't consider conviction as a negative thing. But if you do, then you're going to resist the working of the Holy Spirit. Today, we want to encourage ourselves with the message that's entitled Personal Fullness of the Holy Spirit. And when we take a look how significant it is, because we're dealing in a society, there are people that are really, they have such discouragement in society. They're dealing with areas of fear. They feel displaced. Where do we go? And they really need to have an experience with the Lord, and the people of God are going to be able to bring that. God's wanting people to rise up in areas of really laboring with the Lord, and the Holy Spirit has been sent to earth to bring people to Jesus, but he's going to use people just like you and me. I'm so glad, aren't you? So that personal fullness of the Holy Spirit, let's talk about that. I think this is going to be another game changer for you and I who are just saying, well, I'm just happy to be born again and go to heaven. But how about having our lives make an impact? So number one, let's look at our notes. The Holy Spirit's filling is essential. We take a look at that. Some people think that we could literally, it's like optional, but it isn't. Bible says, as we look here, letter A, the filling of the Holy Spirit is a command. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, this is something that Christians should expect to step into. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, which says, don't be drunk with wine because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. So it is interesting that those two are merged together. Bible says, don't be drunk with wine. Don't get drunk. Why? I like to say it's the counterfeit of the Holy Spirit. It is interesting that when you're filled with the Spirit, we're talking about the infilling of the Spirit, you can have similar feelings as if you are tipsy. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit comes down, Acts 2, 13, man, the people say, what is going on? These people are drunk. So they were thinking, this is like people who are drunk. So what is it? Now, I know you don't know what it's like to have one too many. But let me tell you, you start to feel a little more relaxed. You take risks. Some of us gotten into some very big trouble because we made decisions when we were drunk. There are times that we might feel a little more emboldened. The Holy Spirit does all those things. We feel much more relaxed. Many times prior to Jesus coming in our lives, our BC days, right, before Christ, many of us were out there drinking it up because that was our break from the anxiety and from the pressures that we were on. The Bible says, don't be drunk. It's a counterfeit. There's something better. So when we take a look here, letter B, the indwelling is different than filling. The indwelling, as you and I have talked, when a person gives their lives to Jesus, Holy Spirit comes. Ooh, that was so fun to talk about that. It was an eye-opener for some of you. You have all of the Holy Spirit because now you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So important for us to recognize that. But the indwelling is different than the infilling. What would be the difference? Well, I'd like to say that when the Holy Spirit comes and we receive Christ, we now have a relationship with God. There's a relationship. But that infilling, presence of the Holy Spirit, gives us a wonderful fellowship with God. Man, it's great to walk with God. You can literally experience Him on a daily basis. You don't have to come just to church and say, well, I sure hope I get my relief. Man, you can have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That's the difference. Yes. And anybody that's married knows there's a difference between relationship and fellowship. If that fellowship with your spouse isn't going on, that means you are not getting along. And that's what we're trying to encourage Christians to do. Have a great relationship with God's Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, familiar verse we've been using, says, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. And just write in big letters, L-E-T. It's something you have to choose to do. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit guide my life. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Let's go a little bit further. In verse 25 says, since you are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. It cannot be any clearer than that. So you can have the Holy Spirit. It's wonderful. But you may not really be getting along with God. We'll talk a little bit about that. So it's going to be important. But the description of fellowshipping with God, it's synonymous with terms, as you can see here, with being filled with or walked with or to be able to follow or keep in step with the Holy Spirit. That's just wonderful. Lord, how am I doing? What do you need for me to do and to enjoy? So number two, what is the filling of the Holy Spirit? Well, I'm glad you asked. Thank you. So just basically, the Holy Spirit does not mean we have more of the Spirit. You have Him. You've received Jesus. What we like to describe to have the filling of the Holy Spirit means that He has more of you. And that's by choice. How much are you going to allow God to also be a part of your life? So it's going to be important. Prioritize this means everything. Number three, how are you filled? How are we filled with the Holy Spirit? Now, there's ways we have enjoyed that in our group settings, but let me just kind of highlight it in a more personal area. Letter A, a right heart. A right heart. We're not talking perfection here. There's no way that can happen, but I do know that God knows our heart. Jeremiah 17:10, you can write that down, that God says, I search the heart. I try the mind. I know what's going on. He knows us. So you don't have to kind of be, oh, I hope he understands what I'm... He knows what we're thinking and what we're doing. So letter B, it's a desire that seeks. So not only just, man, it's in my heart, I want to really get on with my journey with God, but it's a desire that seeks. I like John chapter 7. Jesus said this in verse 37. And anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart. And when he said living water, he was speaking of what? The Spirit. So there's something that if a person desires and they're seeking, Jesus says, man, just come. You're going to start to see the Spirit of God start to flow from your life. I have experienced that. I love that. I love living my life with God. You can too if you desire to seek that. Now, I do find it's interesting and really sad, apathy that exists in the church in our United States. I think it's really kind of appalling to me how little Christians really seek out God. There's no interest in that. Oh, we all say, well, I really hope we get that revival, but there's no real seeking. Lord has to help us even with that. What would it be like if the Christians rose up and said, man, we're seeking God and we desire for that infilling to flow from us? Oh, man. I'm telling you, it would revolutionize everything about the United States. Letter C, a surrendered life. A surrendered life, when we set up, what is it like to get filled? It's going to be helpful. I do like Mark chapter 8, verse 34. Look what Jesus said to the crowd. He then calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way. Take up your cross and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news or the gospel, you will save it. So it's interesting to note when a person really, if we empty ourselves of things, what does that mean? I'll tell you, if you just say less of me and more of you, Lord, you're going to find there's going to be a heaven downpour of goodness of God. Sometimes we just have too much stuff filling us. We don't have room for the Lord. So it's going to be important. We must get up, I think, every day and just say, Lord, help us. I do like, with regards to Romans chapter 12, verse 1, talks about this element of just kind of dying to self. Very clear. Check it out with me. And Romans 12, 1. And so, dear brothers and sisters, so it's talking to Christians. So apparently they must not have really kind of stepped into the fullness of, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him, worship God. So we're talking about a surrendered life. It's going to be very important for us to consider that when we talk about really experiencing the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Letter D, a belief. a genuine belief, I think, has that ability to say, man, I want to drink. Like Jesus said, remember that in John 7, anyone who believes in me may come and drink. So that element is, man, I want to step on in there and go for it. I want to go for it. It's one thing, well, I believe, but if a person doesn't drink, they're really not interested, which means, man, let's just go for it. That old saying, you can lead a horse to water, right, but you can't make them drink. They just stand around. Well, I believe that's water, and we should all enjoy that. I'm sure you feel that way, too. It's like, man, that's what I like about Hope Chapel. We always talk about the gifts of the Spirit, always wanting to invite Christians to have the fullness of the experience of their salvation. But some people are not going to drink. They will not. Letter E, reasons why some struggle believing. It's important. Why do some people not get a chance to really step in and believe, to kind of go for it in the first place? Well, I think sometimes reasons of shame, Christians still dealing with shame or guilt or past experiences. Some simply just have heard some bad stuff. They just don't think God's going to fill them. Somebody else came along and said, you know, I tried that stuff, and I didn't. I just think maybe God doesn't have that experience for every Christian. And we're good to kind of like what we call settle. Man, go for it. Go for it. Just because somebody goes for it or appears to go for it and nothing happens doesn't give me the liberty to not try according to Scriptures. I need to be filled with the Spirit. Galatians 3:3 talks about Christians that kind of like back off from the Spirit-filled, Spirit-enriched, Spirit-motivated living because they decided to just go back in the old fleshly way. Check it out. Galatians 3:3 says this, how foolish can you be? After starting your new lives in the Spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human efforts? I don't know if you've ever tried to be a little more holy, a little more pious, only to know, man, as soon as I get home, I'm going to wreck it because it just isn't in me. I just can't do it. That's why I'm not going to do it anymore. Man, let the Holy Spirit get a hold of you. Remember the old GPS? Return to the root. Return to the root. His conviction really will help you. And it's so significant. Number four, can we drop the fans, please? That'd be great. The filling of the Spirit can be lost. Number four. Letter A, the reason, obey or disobey. So when we take a look here, and that's an option. Those are the only two options that we have. So it's going to be important. We know that to obey God, however that is, that's where the blessings are. That's what helps in so many significant ways. So let's take a look at letter B. The cause, I just like to say sin. Now, not any specific sin. When we talk obey, disobey, it really comes down to just flat, I'm going to become independent from God. We could just say disobedient, rebellious. That's where I find that people have a hard time really experience things because they go off on their own way of life and conduct. The issue is, I know how, some would say, to conduct my life better than God does. You can tell a Christian by how well they depend upon the Lord by how much they pray. So if you are in the habit of just saying, man, I'm really too busy, I think God will understand, I'm just not going to check in with him today, then it becomes a week, then it becomes a month, that is going to have a hard time for that infilling of the Holy Spirit to come our way. Wouldn't it be great if we like dethrone ourselves so that more of God can come? You will find your life. It's pretty awesome. Letter C, the remedy naturally is just confess. That's the beauty of every day. Just, Lord, is there anything that I'm just doing that needs to be redirected? And that's why we were just encouraging ourselves in 1 John 1:9. We confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So it's really, really important we get a chance to work life out together with God. He's our helper. He's our comforter. Work out life with him. Why overlook him? Why would you want to overlook God the Holy Spirit? He's here to help you. He's here now in this room. Jesus gave his life so that we can come freely before the Father. That's why when he was on the cross and he said, "It is finished," gave up his life, resurrected, ascended, he said, "Don't despair. I'm going to send, the Father and I are going to send the promised Holy Spirit." And he's here now. He's here now. And he's just welcoming us to invite him to be even further. So letter number five, here we go. What are the results of the Holy Spirit's filling? I like that. I just thought, how do I whet our appetite to get into more of the infilling? And letter A rich and satisfying life. Let's look here for a moment. John 10:10. New Living Translation puts it this way. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and to destroy. Which, by the way, Lord willing, our next series will be on the dynamic of works of darkness coming against children of light. So we're going to see what the Bible has to say about those spiritual conflicts. And they're very real. But we certainly want to get you and me filled with his grace, right? Amen? Amen. All right. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. So that's why, just wouldn't it be great to have a rich and satisfying life? God wants to give you a rich and satisfying life. New King James says, God's come to give you an abundant life. I've heard some say, well, that's material blessings. We're going to just, I know some Christians that have got a lot of material blessings, but they are shipwrecked of their soul. So that can't be it. There's something that's so satisfying. So happy and joy-filled, man, to be in that area of that rich and satisfying life. Letter B, lives that look like Jesus. And that's pretty significant. When you take a look at Galatians 5:16, that familiar passage again. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what is sinful, what your sinful nature craves. So let's just consider that for a moment. Our lives start to look more like Jesus. Isn't that great? It's beautiful. Now, I'll tell you, I've seen there's some pretenders out there in society, and they talk a good game as a Christian. But when pain hits their lives, when anxiety comes, when there's heartache and conflict, I'm telling you, their flesh just oozes to the surface. Like, hey, what? Where is this coming from? I thought, man, you were all in to Jesus. What is going on? That's why we need the Holy Spirit. We need a new nature. Be more like Jesus. He's available. Letter C, spiritual power. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. In Acts 1, verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. Now, we've shared this verse often, but that power, or the Greek dunamis, dynamite, is where we get our English word from. But you have an ability, a power, quite an influence, to really speak to people beyond really what we're able to, because we start to convince people about Jesus Christ. So it's going to be important that we continue. Is that person who's a Christian dealing with their own self-kingdom or more of God's kingdom as a priority? It's going to be important. God's Holy Spirit will do that. Letter D, thankfulness and praise. I find we get the best worship going on in here when we've had a little more time in the morning to pray. Don't we? It's like, man, you can see you've been praising the Lord all week. So then when whoever's leading us in worship says, why don't we just kind of sing? Man, we are cutting loose. It makes it very easy. That thanksgiving and praise comes. But look here at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. We're going to go back to the verse that we started with. And it says in verse 18, we'll just pick up, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then it goes on and it says, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourself and making music to the Lord in your hearts, and give thanks for everything to God. I don't have time to go into everything here, but this is my encouragement to you who have been filled with the Spirit. You might even have an ability to pray in another language. Some call it tongues. You've been baptized in the Spirit. You now pray in the Spirit. But it's been dry and difficult. When the Scripture says, be filled with the Holy Spirit, how do I get filled with the Spirit? It says here to sing. New King James says, literally, it says, speaking to one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with melody in your heart to the Lord. Spiritual songs, it's pneumaticos in the Greek, which means literally it's a song of the Spirit. Or you can literally say it's a song in tongues, in your heart to the Lord, cardia. So there's two hearts, but it is important we understand what the Scripture is trying to say and encourage us with. So if you haven't spoken in tongues in a while, and you're saying, well, I don't know, I really need an infilling, just say speaking. You need to start speaking. Just turn to somebody and say, speaking. Speaking. That's it. Just speak. Speak. I'm dry. I'm dilapidated. I don't even have enough fuzz to blow off of a peanut. I can't even get that off. So when we take a look at the importance of the Holy Spirit filling us up, you have to speak. You have to speak in your prayer language. You have to speak, at least sing. Lord, come. You start to sing, the Holy Spirit's going to come. We've all heard that. He enthrones the praises of his people. All of that, so important. If you close off, cross your arms, don't think you're going to get much. It's kind of like I like In-N-Out, don't you? Because they give us free refills, don't you? And I could fill my tumbler up with all the ice I want because I know I'm going back to the dispenser. And when I am having my straw hit the bottom, you hear the, oh. But I don't worry. I just go where? To the dispenser. I might try this one. I think I'll mix some. And then go for it again. It's the same with the Holy Spirit. If you're dry, you've been dealing with a lot of unregenerated people who don't love Jesus like you. You're in a pressure point situation and nothing seems to be moving. Start speaking. Speak in tongues. Sing. Don't listen to some favorite podcast. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Start to let the Holy Spirit start to fill you. It's going to be important. That is your tip today. You who have your prayer language and you barely, if rarely, speak in tongues. Maybe today could be where you get your prayer language. And then finally, letter E, contentment. I like contentment. It's beautiful to be able to say, man, my life feels so good. And Jesus said something to a woman in John chapter 4, verse 14. And this woman was filled with enormous, enormous heartbreak and pain. And he said this to her, but those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them and give them eternal life. There's something about when God's Spirit comes. And you say, man, I need that. There's contentment. Scripture says so often, godliness with contentment is great gain. It really is like the Good Shepherd Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. Man, I got everything I need. It's a beautiful life. And it comes by saying, Lord, I need the infilling of your Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you and help you. Even now. I think this is what we're going to do. Since we're so used to that last Sunday's altar call, so many of you just responded, we're not going to do that. Don't be alarmed. We're going to let you stay in your seats for this round. Praise God. But you who are at home, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to invite you, just take a moment, And we're going to invite just the Lord to just say, Lord, just come fill me. Come fill me. Matter of fact, it would be helpful if you are like me. I'm standing. I'd like the Lord to fill me, keep me full. If that's your heart's desire, Lord, just fill me. Would you just stand? Just stand where you're at. Praise the Lord. Just stand where you're at. And you could be seated if you need to be seated. There's no problems with that. And we're going to sing an old song. If you're a part of the 60s movement or the 70s or part of the Perelznik's life group, I hear you sing this song from time to time. You will know this. And listen, I need somebody to carry me, so you need to all sing this. Remember, open your mouth. Sing songs, hymns, spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Jesus said this in Luke 11, verse 13. How much more so will your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? How much more so? And it's right in that setting of Luke 11. If you ask, you'll receive. If you ask, you'll receive. If you seek, you'll find. If you knock, it'll be open. God is so generous. He's just really waiting for us. Here's our opportunity. The infilling of the Holy Spirit. We're just going to sing it. That's all we're going to do. We're going to enjoy it, both you seated or standing. But the song goes like this. When you pick up on it, please join me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Again. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Very good. Let's do that again. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me. Sing that again, but I want to encourage you at home. I just want to encourage you, if you're in your comfort zone and have that quilt, kick that thing off. Stand up right now. Stand up. And you press into the Lord. Don't let a cavalier attitude. God knows our heart. If you want this, it's like being born again. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart. God is that Savior. Let the Holy Spirit now fill your room, fill your heart. For you who are here, let's enjoy that. And let's experience the infilling of that Holy Spirit right now. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me. Melt me. Mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Now I invite you, would you vocalize that expression, your own term of praising God? Let's lift our voices right here in the room. Lord, we exalt you. We bless you. Lord, we thank you. And if you go and praise the Lord in the Spirit, you go ahead. You have our permission. But we honor you, Lord. We bless your mighty name. Let's lift a little bit louder. Remember, you want to be filled. Speaking. Lord, we thank you for moving through us right now. May your Holy Spirit just come and invite us, Lord, into that area of ecstasy, of your presence, your participation in our lives. We bless you and we thank you, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord. We praise your mighty name. Lord, you are the one. You are the one. You are the one. And if you've never heard someone speak in another language, tongues, please permit me to do that. 1 Corinthians 14:14 says, he who speaks in a tongue, really, their spirit is praying, but their understanding is unfruitful. But I'm going to pray for you. Romans 8:26 says, we pray the perfect will of God for the saints. So I have that gift of praying in tongues. So you might be the first time that you've heard that, and I hope that's the case. That'd be great. But Lord, I want to thank you for everyone here. I don't know everybody's journey. I don't know their future. Only you do, Lord. So I pray as I intercede with the Holy Spirit, praying for all of us, even our online. Thank you, Lord. We know this, that your will is perfect and a reasonable, wonderful hope for each. La moche elevu bahakwande ni delehu yala. Vosh munde behu la rebyakwatush deblo ninde yush urabyokoko mandelero rabrobaka mandelero shundeleroko bohova li in Jesus' name. Lord, great comfort, great encouragement. And I want to encourage you right now. We're going to sing that song, and if you can pray in that prayer language, would you sing that same song in tongues? You say, whoa, let's go for it. Just before we go, I'm going to sing that song, Spirit of the Living God, in tongues. Would you join me if you can, or sing it in English? Let's do it one more time. Spirit of the Roviaro, ve boshwande ve. Da vole mandoreve, kirlo mavare, kievu mwande, shwaro, veruyao, paroma, vekirevo, Lord, we thank you for healing in this room. Those things that are not of you, be gone in Jesus' name. And that, Lord, as we humbly surrender our lives to you, Lord, that means everything. You get all of our baggage. And if there's any illness in this room, Lord, we say, be healed in Jesus' name. Any mental challenges, be removed in Jesus' name. Hurt, memories of the past, get out in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, you alone know what would be a barrier for somebody to step into the fullness of your kingdom. And you're the one, and your word says that my kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So we speak that over each one, over ourselves, and we go with your great peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, can we just thank the Lord for today? I commend you. I commend you. Well, we were going to sing a song, were we not, Sean? But because of children needing to be popped up, I'm going to invite our prayer wall. Would you come, prayer wall? What is our prayer wall? Our prayer wall are people that are designed to pray for you. If you need healing, they're going to line up right here. In a moment, we're going to just have Sean lead us in a song. You can stay or you can go. And that if you're needing prayer, just come down the center aisle. But we're going to start just singing, and you've been blessed in the name of Jesus. And I want to thank you for coming today. Parents, please pick your children up before you receive prayer, okay? God bless you. Thank you for coming. I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach. It's our desire to bring the teachings of this church to others globally. If today's message has brought you closer to Jesus, we want to know. can you send us an email to office@hopechapelhb.org? Would you consider supporting this ministry financially? You can give securely online at hopechapelhb.org/give. If a check is your preferred method, you can send a mailed check to Hope Chapel, P.O. Box 548, Huntington Beach, California, 92648. If you want to be contacted by Hope Chapel, would you consider subscribing to our weekly newsletters at hopechapelhb.org/subscribe? Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. We want to thank you once again for joining us, and God bless you.